This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hallelujah. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Delia from your program Salt and Light that happens on a Tuesday after 12. We are 1 minute after 12 right now. It is a fantastic, triumphant Tuesday today. The sun is out and I trust that you are having a wonderful day thus far. We have got a wonderful person, a special person, especially to me, a special person in the studio today. But firstly, hi, my husband.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned into Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. And this is Apostle Brian greeting you on this terrific, thriving Tuesday. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made and we will rejoice and we will worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords because He's worthy to be worshipped. We thank you for tuning in with us on Radio K Pulpit. It's such a great honor and a privilege to be in your space, on your device, wherever you're listening from. Amen. I believe that God wants to highlight something today to someone. Amen. Praise be to God. So it's such a great honor and a privilege to have you with us in studio on 7 to 9 a.m. Radio Cape Pulpit. Praise the
glory,
Lord.
Glory.
My wife looks radiant today. Praise the name. Such an honor to serve God with you. Now, God has been so faithful to us over these years that we've been doing not only life together, not only marriage together, not only worshiping God together, but also lifting up the glorious name of Jesus together. Such a great honor.
Amen. Amen. We already have Jathan Valentine Facebook page commenting. She is one of the band members of this young man that's in the studio today. So we have Liam Preston. And if you note the surname, he has our surname. So therefore, he is family. We have the privilege and the opportunity to interview our youngest son. He is the worship leader at Light Ministries, a young man that loves the Lord, a young man that is sold out for Jesus Christ, that has been serving the Lord almost all his life. But we're going to go to a song before we go on to introduce Liam. We're going to go to a song and it says, "Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying for your children, beloved." And it's sung by Matthew West. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Please stay tuned.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. So once again, such a great honor and a privilege to be on your space, on your device. Amen. Praise be to God. Good afternoon, Sister Katrina. Ek mis vir u, ek praat, maar u sien nie antwoord nie, maar prys sy soete naam. Amen. Beloved, before we go into any of the interview, I just want to read the scripture, if I may. You know, everything is established by the word of the Lord. Amen. The Bible reads in the book of John chapter 4, and I'm going to read from verse 22. It says here, "You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship for salvation of the Jews." This is Jesus speaking to the lady at the well. And then he says, "But the hour is coming and now is when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeking such to worship him, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. So we've got Brother Liam Preston, Liam Reese Preston. He is my youngest son, and I'm so privileged to have you in studio. I'm so privileged to serve God with you. I'm so honored, you know, for how God is moving in your life and how God is using. And let me say this, ladies and gentlemen, from a baby age, I knew that Liam, I'll never forget, and I shared it so many times, but I'm going to share it again, because obviously Liam won't understand, no. But Liam was about, I think, nine and a half months old, and we stayed in Woodstock, and Liam was worshiping God in his onesie. He had a onesie on, and the music was on worship music, and Liam was standing in the lounge at 9.5 months old. He could walk at that stage, and he was lifting his hands to heaven. His eyes were closed, and he was just worshiping the Lord. He was just standing there, and what a sight to behold. And from that day onwards, I knew that God is going to use Liam in the area of worship. And I also see a pastoral anointing upon his life, that God is busy cultivating and, you know, slow brewing and slow cooking. So we are so honored and so blessed. And I thank God, Liam, that you serve God in the manner that you serve Him. But to no further ado, Liam, you are welcome to speak to the audience, to speak to the listeners, to speak to us, whatever God has laid on your heart. Praise be to the Lord.
Start with telling us a bit about yourself.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. It's great to be at Radio Cape Pulpit this afternoon.
Hallelujah.
Thank you to Apostle Brian and Pastor Delia, my lovely parents, for inviting me in the studio today.
Lovely parents. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, so as you guys heard, my name is Liam Preston. I'm 24 years old. I'm currently working as a quality analyst at a company called Talis Digital. And I'm a leader for light worship at Light Ministries International Church. Started my journey with Light Ministries International Church since 2019, I believe. And I am so blessed and I'm honored by the Lord of how He has blessed Light Ministries International Church. He has blessed Light Worship. And even today, you know, everything that we are doing today is, honestly, it wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for the Lord. And so, yeah, I'm once again, I'm very privileged and honored to be here this afternoon. And yeah,
I wanted to say this, Liam. So you've always had a natural knack or drawing to instruments. We remember at a young age, you would take out the pots in the kitchen and start heating the pots and so forth. You always love sounds and you would always make beats. Even walking, doing whatever you did, we always had to always say, Liam, keep quiet. You would always make beats and make tunes with your mouth, you know, so you had a natural tendency to sound, to music, to tunes, to beats. And I remember at 8 years old, for your birthday, we bought you like a miniature drum set.
Yes.
Ooh, and you would make a noise.
Yeah. I was
on that set. Do you feel that that was the Lord drawing you already at an early age?
Yeah, definitely. I remember as a child, I was always, like you mentioned, I was always drawn to sound. I was always drawn to music, and I wanted to, even today, I wanted to find out, like, you know, how do they make those sounds? Like, and when I saw I still remember you used to buy CDs and DVDs and like Bethel Hill songs. And I really liked the DVDs growing up, because then I would be able to see how this whole band or the choir is praising and worshiping God.
Mm.
But even in there, I saw the different instruments. I saw, like, you know, I was very fascinated by that. And yeah, I think already from that time I had it within me. You know, I had a tendency for wanting or a desire to play an instrument. I always remember I would be so hungry. I would be so passionate about when I see how these guys are ministering on the drums and the instruments.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I always said or asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I definitely would like to play instruments.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's amazing.
That is amazing. And so I remember you picking up a guitar and starting to learn yourself. I know we took you for a couple of lessons on the guitar and the drums, but not a lot of lessons. How did you get to where you are in terms of an instrumentalist?
So with with the drums, that definitely came naturally. I went for a few lessons, but that came naturally. And also with the guitar, also went for a few lessons, where I was taught the basics. But honestly, I can only say it's by the Holy Spirit. I do watch YouTube videos now and then to learn more and develop my craft a little bit more. But with sounds, with beats, with the music, it was an inspiration from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit would infill me with melodies and with lyrics to sing to Him. And I'm so reminded of King David, of how he would, like the Bible says, like how he would tend to the sheep, but while tending to the sheep, you know, he was creating melody and he was singing songs to God. Even today when I read Psalms, I'm so moved by how David praised and worshiped the Lord.
Sure.
So yeah, definitely sure. from the Spirit of God.
I just want to say, even right now to parents, you know, God gives us the ability, you know, and to see in the lives of our children. We have in us as parents, I think, an unction, especially the mothers, to see what our children are good at or what they are passionate about.
And the fathers,
you know. I would encourage parents to hone into and ask God to give you discernment at what your children are gifted at.
Yeah.
Because God has placed a gift in each and every person. And so, parents, it's important for us to uncover that and to encourage them in that area, avenue, along that road, to invest in them.
Correct.
You know, like I said, we took Liam for lessons. You know, it was uncomfortable. It was a sacrifice. I can remember we would go to a Ravens meet on a Friday to drop them off for guitar lessons with Uncle Raj.
Uncle Raj.
Yeah.
If Rajendra is listening. And it was a sacrifice. I mean, we could have been doing other things. But because we saw the gift on their lives, we saw that God wants to use them, not just us, but He wants to use all of us. We would tap into those things that we believed our children were gifted at, and we would take the time and make the sacrifice.
And it's so important, I wanted to say, Pastor Delia and Liam, it's so important that when you have a gift, that God gives you a gift, but the gift of God must be cultivated. Amen. And sometimes people say, I've got this gift.
Yeah.
But now, how do I cultivate this gift? This gift gets cultivated by sacrifice. It gets cultivated by, you know, your time, your effort. It gets cultivated by your finances. It gets cultivated by, you know, being active in church, by serving somewhere. And this is the thing that I want to share. We, as a family, we went to the train and we went to go preach the gospel. And from that age already, you know, from a young age, our children was with us, feeding schemes, night shelters, and the gift of God has been cultivated. It's not just there's the gift and overnight, boom, there you go. No, it's been cultivated in a process of time. And so there's something in your children that you need to identify, support them, cultivate it for the glory of God. And now Liam is leading people into worship. Amen. And the Bible says, Liam, that when King David played the harp, my God, evil spirits departed and fleed from. And I believe that this anointing and this gift is on the inside of you. And I want to encourage you, my son, stay pure, stay focused on Jesus, and stay committed to Him. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We're going to go to a song by Freddie Vessels, another wonderful worship singer, that man of God, Freddie Vessels. And he is singing Sing Out to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back,
Sing
beloved.
Sing Out to Jesus.
You're listening to Cape Pulpit, 729 AM. 729 AM.
We are back. We are back. Praise the Lord. We've got Liam Preston, our youth leader our worship leader in the house this afternoon. So the reason also why we have Liam is that next week we'll be sharing stories, purpose, hope, and opportunities to partner with us as we build youth programs, mentorship spaces, and discipleship content that shapes future leaders, pastors, innovators, and world changers. So start preparing your heart and ask the Lord how He may be leading you to give during this Grace-a-thon week. And if you already feel that nudge in your spirit, you don't have to wait. WhatsApp Grace, the word Grace, plus your amount with your name to 081-729-1657 or SMS the word Grace plus your amount plus your name to 37988 and let's get ready, Cape Pulpit family. So Liam, next week you are preparing our hearts for next week as we're going to focus on the young people, on the youth, and we just truly want to sow in the young people's lives.
Amen.
So share with us today, Liam, how is it like, because you said you were a worship leader, and you would like to speak about worship as a lifestyle and not just a Sunday morning in church event, because many people think worship is just slow gospel songs on a Sunday. That's worship. Explain to us what is true worship.
So you know, there's a scripture in Romans 12 verse 1-2. It says that we must offer our bodies as a living sacrifice unto the Lord. And then part 2 says, you know, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be changed and transformed by the renewing of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that when Apostle Paul was writing that message, you know, he was writing it in a form of, it is something that needs to be applied to your everyday life.
Amen.
Worship needs to be applied to your everyday life. So worship, a lot of people have this, you know, maybe dramatic theory of what worship must be, but worship is actually simple. Worship equals obedience to God.
Amen. That's good.
You see, and so when we love our life as a sacrifice unto God, we are therefore saying that, Lord, in our lives, you know, we are being obedient unto you. We are being obedient to you of what your word commands us to do.
Amen.
You know, and I believe that with worship comes from a place of your heart, a genuine place from your heart that is in reverent to God, to saying, God, thank you. You know, it's a worship is an outward expression. Worship can also be simple as the way how you conduct yourself, you know, the way you speak. What you fill yourself up with, are you filling yourself up more with the word of God?
Amen.
Are you filling yourself up with the presence and with praise and worship? Because that really, what you fill yourself up with really matters, because whatever is in the heart, you know, will be projected out. So also with worship, make sure to fill yourself with the presence of God, with the word of God. You know, it's also, worship is also yielding your members to God.
Wow.
You know, not letting your eyes, not letting your hands, not letting your body leading into sin, but rather using your members of your body to glorify God.
Awesome.
That is a true outward expression of what really worship is.
Wow.
Obedience to God.
That's amazing. I just want to testify, you know, Liam, you didn't know this, but there's many times when I'm still home, I did my things, and because Liam starts late at work. He starts like 2 o'clock in the afternoon and 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And also he's full time in the worship band, and you know, he helps us in the ministry. He helps us. We lean a lot, you know, to Liam, you know. But what was precious for me is that when you when you prepare for work and whatever, sometimes I'm downstairs. So Liam's room is upstairs, so I'm downstairs. And one morning you were in worship and you were in, you know, just having that intimacy with the Lord. And I was standing, but you didn't know that. And I was standing downstairs and something in me, something like through your worship and through your, you know, encounter with God, you know, you made a deposit and I stood there. And, you know, I was so grateful and I was so thankful to the Lord that, and I was standing and said, Lord, thank you. If it hadn't been for you, you know, because when Amen. God changed our lives, we, myself and my, and your mom, you know, we just wanted to serve the Lord, you know, and what we did with our worship, you know, because like our worship don't look the same,
yeah.
you know, as you said rightfully, it's truly an attitude and a posture of the heart,
yeah.
you know, in obedience to God, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what, we could have taken so many wrong turns, but by the grace of God and just standing there and listening how you are, you know, encountering God, it brought such joy and such peace to my heart, you know, and this is the thing, parents, we can, as we go up higher, you know, as the scripture says, you know, our children will follow suit and we can pray over our children. And it was just a glorious sight to behold, you know, when we're talking about making worship a lifestyle. Worship is not an event.
Yeah.
You know, because, again, people think that, you know, going to church and singing slow songs is worship.
Yeah.
But it's truly obedience, you know. And when I beheld that in that atmosphere, I was so blessed by God, and I thank God. And I pray that, you know, that you would continually to remain humble and pure, because there's something about a purity of worship, a true worship that brings, that change atmospheres, that Amen. Penetrate through, pierce through dark darknesses, and you know, and let the Lord be glorified in that. And that was so beautiful to behold. I just wanted to share that, beloved. Praise Amen. Be to God. Amen.
So Liam, you know, this is all good and well, but the thing is, we live in a world, right? And right now, there is so much temptation out there for young people. If we just look at, you know, social media and what is happening, what the young people are doing with their lives, there is so much temptation. There is so many things that can take the young people out or take them away from the presence of the Lord. How do you continue to cultivate, and how do you navigate? Because you work in the marketplace, you around people that are not Christians. How do you do it? How do you stay in the Lord? How do you not get tempted to do other things?
So the thing is, when Jesus died on the cross for us, his blood, his body was paid already for our sin. So that even means that when you accept Christ in your life, when you accept him in your heart and you truly love for him as worship, being obedient to him, we have to understand that even in our weaknesses, even the time of weaknesses, God has already made provision with his blood, with his body.
Thank you,
for
Jesus.
That.
Thank you.
Wow. And so when we do fall short, it's so important not to stay there. You mustn't stay in that pity party. You mustn't stay within that depression. But you need to understand that your sin has already been paid with the blood and with the body of Christ. So
Amen.
Ultimately, to resist temptation is to really come from a place of faith. To say,
sure.
God, even when I've fallen short, even if I do fall short, I don't want to, God. I do not want to do the bad things, yet I do it.
Yeah.
And the good things that I want to do, I don't do it. You know?
Yeah.
So we have to understand that we are in a battle with our flesh on a daily basis. But genuinely, it is through the faith, it's through the love of God that will cause you not to go into that temptation. And once your love grows deeper for Christ, It's so difficult to wanting to sin against God, because you feel so guilty. You feel so, your Lord, I messed up here. But God, I thank you for your forgiveness. I thank you that you paid for my sin in full. And so, Father, I'm still walking with you.
Amen. Well, you don't stay there.
You mentioned also something very, very profound. You know, when temptation comes, you have to flee from it. And
yes.
You know, but there's one word in that same sentence that says, submit to God.
Yes.
You know, and worship is also submission. You see, that when temptation comes, and it will come, you know, when challenges come, when whatever it is that will come, you know, there's that place of submission to God first.
Amen.
You know,
yes.
That's also that's also our worship. Because every day I want to submit my life. I want to, every single day I commit my life again. You know, and say, God, use me again.
Yeah.
Lord, let your will be done again in my life. And that word submission, it's the key, I believe, a key in a believer's life, in a worshipper's life.
Amen.
When you submit to the Father first, you know, even your good songs, your good idea of what it sounds like, what it's going to look like, but my submission and my surrender, hallelujah, is to the Father first.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go to a song, and it says, "After You." After You by Britt Nicole. Enjoy, beloved. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. We are back, beloved. I trust that you enjoyed that song. And we've been chatting to Liam. This is the Radio Cape Pulpit radio station, Cape Pulpit 729 AM, not FM, AM. And we're chatting to our worship leader at Light Ministries. Liam, so you've been a worship leader now for 6 years, and I know that it's a huge responsibility to lead people. It's usually not an easy thing, as people are, you know, they have different personalities, they come from different walks of life. Many of people that come to church are people that are wounded and obviously needs the Lord. That's why we go to church, you know. And so it's sometimes very difficult to lead people. How, as a young person, you being 24 years old, have you been able to lead the worship team?
That's a a really good question. I can honestly say, once again, it's really by the Spirit of God. You know, when the Lord has placed an anointing upon your life, or a blessing or a grace for a specific function that you need to fulfill, the Holy Spirit definitely gives wisdom. It gives clarity, gives understanding. Not to say that I always get it right all the time. Mm-hmm. I definitely don't. Mm-hmm. But you know, once again, it's definitely by the Holy Spirit. And so, even with the light worship, you know, I remember that in the beginning stages when we're starting Light Ministries International Church, you know, it was just myself on the guitar with the mic, just worshiping God, you know. And then when it came to the place where the team was growing, and then I understood, okay, I can't treat this person the same way as the other person, because they both got different personalities, you know. So it's more on the case of building a relationship with your team members, you know. Like, even today, I'm so blessed that I have members on my team, you know. Jathan, that's the vocalist, Jamie, the vocalist, Alfonso, who's the drummer, and myself, you know. When we worship God together, it's a dynamic of a team that works together to pursue a specific goal or purpose in mind, you know. And so having a relationship with my team, worshiping and praising God together, honestly, it's actually really one of the greatest gifts that God has blessed me with.
Wow.
I'm so honored. I'm really honored by them. I'm honored to have a team as small as it is right now, but we pray in the future increase will happen in Jesus' name. But I'm so honored to really praise and worship with them. It's a privilege and an honor.
Amen. The other thing that I wanted to ask, Liam, so you see, there's a lot of in worship, in church setup, and, you know, the type of music, the type of genres that we listen to, you know, because obviously, you know, with the eye gates, the ear gates, and things like that, you know, how would you discern, or, you know, what is for real? And there's a lot of, you know, it sounds like, you know, how do you discern? How do you, you know, what does that look like to you?
For me, when I listen to a worship song, first of all, for me, the name of Jesus has to be present in that song, because we must be so careful these days that there's artists that's making songs about God, but they're not necessarily mentioning the name of which specific God they're actually worshiping and praising.
All right.
You understand? And so there was this one song on TikTok that was blowing up about how she's worshiping God, but it turned out that the lady was Muslim. And so for me, the name of Jesus needs to be in a worship song. Secondly, a song needs to, for me, a worship song needs to be based solely on glorifying God.
Amen.
Not anything. Because you see, worship is a sacrifice. That means it's a place of, I'm giving myself, I'm surrendering myself. And so when we worship, we need to understand that when we do that, it's a place of God, I'm giving myself to you. I'm submitting myself in obedience to you. So I need to make sure that even with the worship songs, it's about the love of Christ, about glorifying God, but also about submitting ourselves to God.
Yeah.
You know, when King David said, I was glad when he said, let us come up to the house of the Lord, because he understood that that is an environment or an atmosphere where he's able to give up himself to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We're always blessed by your worship, Liam. But more so, you know,
and like even Apostle, to cut your word.
No, go
and also to make sure that whatever the lyrics are, that it's based upon the word of God, that it's actual scriptures.
From scripture.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Because that old worship songs, when they just sing the word, that old hymn songs, I remember when I came to the Lord, you know, that the songs back in the day was like,
All Things Are Possible came
all
out,
things
that
are possible,
CD.
And
came.
I was just, you know, but again, man, you know, it's not so much the songs as such, is that surrender to the Lord and that submission and obedience to Him, that when the lyrics play, you just know that, you know, the tears were rolling because, like, you just know that the atmosphere is full of the glory of God,
Amen.
You know, unto God, for the glory of God.
Yeah.
And that is so powerful. And I see that in your life, Liam, and I'm so blessed by that. And once again, I can just reiterate, you know, to stay pure, to stay humble, you know, to stay teachable, you know, when sometimes I can see that, you know, when you're worshiping with your team and sometimes you pick up, you know, these little bits of frustrations, but as the more you submit and surrender, you know, because those things must happen, because I believe that the Holy Spirit is fine-tuning.
Amen.
Fine-tuning us, you know, in our gift, in our anointing, in our craft, you know. And the one thing this King David, you know, his son Solomon, the one thing that he did, because now worship is not just singing, you know, singing songs, and as you correctly said, which God?
Yeah.
And then when Solomon begins to, you know, had this woman, that woman, that woman, he also then begin to worship their gods. And because of that, he lost the kingdom. Amen. And sometimes, you know, in this life, when we begin to worship foreign gods, that song that says, and I will serve no foreign god. You know, when we worship the King of Kings, you know, He make all things beautiful in its time for His glory and for His honor. And we are so privileged and we are so, so blessed to have you as our son, first of all, because you're a son, you know, and also the worship leader, you know, of Light Ministries International. And we are so proud and we are so honored, you know, that you serve so well. Not perfect, but so well in the house of God.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Glory. Is there anything that you would like to maybe do a shout out to your band members?
Yeah, I would definitely like to give a shout out to Jathan Valentine, Jamie Lee, Jamalizeni, Alfonso Padiachi, my brother Brad Preston that helps out with the sound.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That boy's coming to word school tonight. Praise the Lord.
You know, yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to them. I would like to give shout out to Light Ministries International people that is tuned in and listening. And yeah, you know, I would like to also give a shout out to my Lord and Savior,
Jesus Christ. For him.
The most Amen. Important.
Amen.
You know, the one thing that moves us and makes us know that Liam is called to the ministry, he's called to, there's a calling on his life, is the passion that we see he serves God with, and you know, the sacrifices that he makes for church. Many a sacrifices was not because we asked him to or said he must, but he's done it out of himself. He's taken even his own money at times, you know, and bought things that the band would need, like cords and all these things, these what do you call it, technical stuff,
microphones, the cables.
He many a times he's taken his own money and didn't tell us about anything. He sees things online and he orders it and so forth, and you know, that just moves us as parents, because we haven't asked, you know, and he does it out of himself, and that's why we know, you know, God has called him for a specific purpose, and we know that God has got great things in store for his life. And let's pray for our children, let's pray for Liam, you know, and the young people that is really trying to serve the Lord in a world that is so chaotic, so wicked. Yeah. And like we earlier said, there's so much temptation out there. Let's pray for our young people, you know, that they will stand through all of this, that God will keep them, you know, that their feet will not waver, that they will not be derailed by the enemy, because he tries to come with all kinds of things, you know, all kinds of situations to derail the young people. Let's pray for the young people. And like I said, we are specifically next week as Radio K Pulpit focusing on our young people, focusing on the youth. And we are even doing a grace-a-thon so that we can bless certain youth projects. So do stay tuned in, especially next week, for the young people. We're going to go to a song, our last song, and it says, I thank God, Maverick City.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We have a Maverick City song. Glory, glory. Enjoy, beloved.
Hallelujah.
You're listening to Cape Pulpit, 729 AM. 729 AM.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in the Lord. Such a great honor and a privilege to be in your space on your device. You are tuning to Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 AM, Kaapse Kansel. Praise His Sweet Name. Amen. And so, you know, Liam, young people are challenged. You know, people are labeling young people. Sometimes young people get saved, they get born again, they come to the house of God, and they stick in a jeans on, and they hare lekkie reggie. Amen, hallelujah. But I want you to pray, Liam, for young people. You know, I want you to pray the truth in the reality, because sometimes you can just only speak the reality, what we see.
Yeah.
But we need to pray the truth. Maybe you want to pray for the young people today, Liam, before we leave the studio.
Amen. Father God, we come before your throne this afternoon, Father. And we just want to say thank you for the young people, Father God. Lord, I want to say thank you for each worship leader, Father God, that you have blessed and also anointed, Father God. Lord, I pray for our worship teams in Cape Town, South Africa, and in the rest of the world. Lord, I pray, Father God, that as we worship, that it will be from a place, from spirit and in truth. Lord, I pray for our young people that they will not be swept away from, Father God, from the from the gems of this world, but Father, I pray that they may pursue, Father God, the true gem, which is the kingdom of heaven, Father.
Hallelujah.
I pray, Lord, that you will cover us with your protection of your blood.
In the name of
I pray,
Jesus.
Father God, that you will make every crooked part straight, mm-hmm. Father God. And I pray for our young people that Jesus, that they will have a passion, that they will have a burning fire within their spirits to come and serve you, Father God, in spirit and in truth.
Jesus' name.
May your kingdom come. May your will be done in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory,
Amen.
Glory.
We speak the blessing of the
Praise
Lord
the
over
Lord.
Every young person in Cape Town, South Africa, and the ends of the earth. And we declare Psalm 2, verse 8, that you will give us the nations as an inheritance for the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you, Liam, for being
Thank
in the studio
much,
with us this afternoon. We were blessed by all that you had to say, and may the Lord keep you, cover you, protect you. In Jesus' name, have a wonderful day, people. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your presence on Facebook. Thank you for all the comments. Thank you for our Light Ministries family.
We love
you guys
you.
Are amazing. Have a wonderful, wonderful day to everybody that tuned in.
And
God
all the
bless.
Word school students, we will see you tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen.
God bless.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.